Okay, so yesterday we learned, I'm just going to review, that a woman has three parts. There is a uterus, that is called the cheder. There is a vaginal canal, that is called the preister. And then there is a up cavity above, that is called the aliyah. The blood from the uterus is tameh. The blood from the aliyah is tahor. It is not damida. And the Mishnah said, if you find it in the preister, the Mishnah said, tzvekei tameh. Which we said means tameh because we assume it came from the makar. Mishnah did not say suffik vadai or suffik tameh only as a suffik. The Mishnah did not say whether we would treat her 100% tameh, would we burn truma, would we not burn truma. The Mishnah did not say. Came along to Amaroyim, Rabbi Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Yifchi Breder of Yehuda. And after learning Masechtas Nida by Rav Huna, they said that if it's found on the inside of the opening, again, the vaginal canal, according to the way Rashi explains the Gemara, has an opening in the middle to take it out of the body. And if it's found on the inside of that opening, we say misafik yotamei, because it probably came from the makar, from the womb, uterus. And if it's found on the outside, we say safik tar. Rav Huna himself said, from the inside, it is vadai tameh, and on the outside, it's tameh misafik. So there he was machmer more than the two of them in two ways. Number one, they considered it a suffik on the inside and a suffik on the outside, and when one they were makel and one they were machmer, and he was machmer in both. In the inside, he said it's vadai, and on the outside, he said suffik tameh, because she might have leaned forward, and the blood might have come. Abaya argued in Rav Huna, and he said he doesn't get it. If you're afraid she leaned forward, and therefore the blood in front of the opening came from the uterus, so why aren't we afraid she leaned backward, and the blood on the inside came from the aliyah? Therefore, Abaya left it up, and that's where I'm going to start again. I know I'm going back, but I'm going to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom of your diagram and base. Elam Rabaya, Ibaser Chashasha Azla, if you want to go, that we don't know what happened, it could be either that she bent forward or bent backward, so easy be easy suffical. Both would be considered a suffix, because we wouldn't know either way where it came from. We wouldn't be able to treat it like a vadai. And ibas or chazaka azlas, and if you want to go by what you think probably happens, min alulu lefnim vadai tameh, so then on the inside of that opening, from the vaginal canal to the outside, would be vadai tameh, min alulu lechutz would be vadai tahar. And on the outside of that, it would be vadai tahar, Rashi. I'm going to start again, Rashi. Ibasar Chashasha, which is the fifth wide line. Ibasar Chashasha says was, you don't assume that everything went without her moving her body either up or down. So then, you don't assume that. You want to worry about things that might have happened. Pidlan Shachasa bending forward. Just like you worry if it's on the outside of the opening that maybe she bent down, you have to be afraid on the inside, you have to worry, take into account on the inside that she might have leaned back. So Abaye says, if you worry, then nothing is vadai, because it can happen both from both. And you assume that blood went the regular way. We're not afraid that maybe she bent forward or bent backward. The vadai mechei derasu, it came definitely from the back. Had it come from the second floor, from the upper cavity, then it would have been found on the outside of that opening. Nami min alulu lusnam. Therefore, Abayi would say, then when the Mishnah said, Chaskasa min amkar, Vadai tame would be on the inside. Min alulu lukhuz vadai tahar, Roy miru name is shaksa, and we don't take into account the possibility that you bent forward. Vavali suffix litlois, to suffix, and therefore, we don't, and then it would be a suffix. We don't say that. We're committing amongst the kinamle vadai tahar. We consider it as a minig, and it's vadai tahar. So Abayi basically is offering you a choice. If you want to learn that the Mishnah doesn't mean vadai tame, it means sveika tame, meaning only misafik on both sides, because we assume the lady moved her body in one way or the other, fine, you can learn that way. And if you want to learn that we go by the regular, then the Mishnah is only talking about the blood on the inside, and it's saying it's vadai tame, and in the front is vadai tahar. So Abayi leaves up to two options in the Mishnah and two options in understanding the halacha. So far we have three opinions to review them. The Tuama Roim in the beginning, they said everything is a suffix, and they were makel on the outside and machmer on the inside as a suffix, because even though they take into account possible body moves, but they say it's a suffix either way, and we say it's a suffix. That's how they learn the Mishnah, and only on the inside. On the outside, they learn it's tahar. Rav Huna said no. On the inside, it's vadai tameh. On the outside, it's suffix tameh, because you might have bent forward, which Abayi doesn't understand. Once you take into account that you bent forward, why don't you deal with the fact that you bent backward? So therefore, Abayi offers you two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either worry about the body moves, consider both suffix tameh. Again, he wouldn't hold like the Tuama Roim. He would say both suffix tameh. Or don't worry about the body moves. And in the back is vadai tameh, and in the front is vadai tahar. That's what Abayi offered you, two pshatim in how to learn. So we have Abayi's opinion, the Buma's opinion, and the Tuama Roim's opinion.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Just talking about she's making a bidika.
Yeah. That would be the only way she would find it. Yes.
Right. So don't both bloods eventually come out through the vaginal canal?
Yep, it's the front and back.
They both bloods come out through the front, through the opening of the body.
Right. So once you get, once both, it's like both places merge at that point.
Right, left.
Again, the way I understand it, I understand your question. Basically, what you're asking is, anytime a woman bleeds, why don't we assume it might have come from the aliyah? That's what you're asking.
Okay, could you, I mean, when the hole, like it's but you, which part of it would touch the cloth? The back of the front?
She's not spinning the bidika cloth. It's going straight in and straight out.
And with the blood on both?
One side of it.
It's not a wide.
It's on the front or it's in the back of the bidika cloth.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you put it on your finger.
I didn't say that. Again, I'm not sure I understand your question. Basically, one bleeds once a month and one bleeds periodically, but not as much as once a month. So when a woman makes a bidika, she either goes in and turns left or turns right. And she either checks one side or she checks the other side. She doesn't necessarily check both sides. So therefore, if she finds it in the back, it's one way. If she finds it in the front, it's another way.
So it's possible to check each side separately. That's what you're visualizing.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Tana Reb Chiya. B'dama nimtze b'preisner. Chayav v'nalav habiyas megdash. Besides from all of us at Truma. Rav Huna said, Rav Chiya says, that if you find it, it's chayav abiyas mikdash, it's a vadai tamei, we would make a person bring a carbon if he lived with this woman, if she walked into the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry, and we would burn Truma if she touched Truma. Rashi, chayav and olav, in nichnas mikdash, the vadai tamei. Now notice, Rav Chiya did not tell me back or front. He just said halacha. L'kama mefarish, Even halulah lufim ilachotz. Gemara will explain: is this on the inside or on the outside? Rav Ketina Amar, and he argues on Rav Chiya, so he's in the brisa. So again, let's know that the two meroim that started were the Talmidim of Rav Huna, who's also an Amira, and Abaya was a later generation Amira. Now we're bringing in two people of, I don't want to call them Tanoim, but close to Tanoim, because they're in the brisa. That's Rav Chiya and Rav Ketina. Rav Chiya said, it's Vadai Tam, maybe he didn't say where. Rav Ketina Amar, Ein Chayav Maruch Habiyas Mekdash, Vein Asav Maruch Besatruma. And he says it's a suffix. And again, he also didn't tell you whether he's talking front or back. Rashi, Ein Chayavim, Avali Surah Ika Alma Suffiku. So Rav Chiya says Vadai, Rav Ketina says suffix. Now we're going to dissect what does Abaya hold like? Who does Abaya hold like? Who does Rav Huna hold like? We're going to take it apart. Lahach Mishnah the Amra Abaya. According to the first, Abaya offered you two pshatim. His first pshat was, it's a suffix on the back and it's a suffix on the front. And we're machmer on the suffix. So Lahach Mishnah the Amra Abaya, Ibas Achshash Azmas, that you go by maybe this way, maybe that way, it's all suffix. Messiah Leila of Ketina, he would agree to Rav Ketina, right? Because he's saying it's all suffix, and that's exactly what Rav Ketina said, Ein Chayav and Olav, Ein Sarf and Olav. Upligin Rav Chiya, and he would say it's never Vadai. Right? According to the Lashon, the Rabbi said that we worry about all body moves, and therefore we're never sure, but we're always making a Tamei. That's like Rav Ketina, who said that. Ein Chayav, Malbiyas, Mekdush, Ein Sarf and Olav, Satruma. It's always a suffix. And therefore, we're machmer, but it's a suffix. We wouldn't bring a chatas, we wouldn't burn truma. So Rabbaya, according to that lashon, would be holding like Rav Ketina and arguing in Rav Chiya. Right. Don't you ask me? L'hach lishna d'ibasach ha-shoshas, idi sveikahi. You look at everything as a suffix. Messiah leilu Rav Ketina, damer sveikahu. That says it's a suffix. That would be both inside and outside of that opening. And Rav Chiya would be arguing on him because, I mean, Rav Chiya, we're not talking about the same generation. Abaya clearly stated that according to that understanding, there is no Tumavadai. Now Rashi is introducing new words that we didn't have yet, which we will have soon. Loishna begag, loishna bekarkoes. Doesn't make a difference whether she found the blood on the top of the vaginal canal or on the bottom of the vaginal canal. Top meaning vertically, top, vertically bottom. And the kibun the tali time to b'chshasha, since she's worried about chshash, the body moves, make blood go different places. Ikilis v'kahachi v'hachi, it's always a suffix. Right. So if you learn like your first shot in Abaya, you're going to end up holding like Rav Ketina. It's never a Vadai Nida, and it's never Tahar. It's always Suffolk. Lahach Lishna, back to the Gemara, the Amit Ibasar Chazaka Aslus, that you go Chazaka, that we say she's Vadai Tameh, right? So then, Messiah Leila Rav Chiya, Zaktrashi. Lahach Lishna, the Pasar Chazaka, Messiah Leila Rav Chiya. You'll say that's on the inside. She says on the outside, it's far. That was Abaya said. If you go by regular body, without body moves up and down, we would assume inside is Tameh, outside is Tahar. That would be exactly like Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya is only talking about on the inside.
If Rav Chiya is only talking on the inside.
Well, we're saying he would only be talking about the inside. Because why the outside would be Vadai Tameh? Nobody says that.
It didn't mention it. In when Rav Chiya made his...
Right, but we're now interpreting that Rav Chiya is talking about on the inside. And he would be arguing with Rav Ketina. Dr. Hashi, again, Upligid Rav Ketina, Hach Lishna D'Abaya. Rav Ketina would not agree to Abaya of that Lashon. The High Lishna Lekit from a Suffolk. According to that Lashon, there's never a Suffolk. The Kiva the only time to Bechazaka, we go by the regular. Loishna Gag, Loishna Karka, no difference top, bottom. Ben Alulufnim Tameh, Vadai. Ben Alulufnim Tameh, Vadai. Inside it's Tameh, Vadai. outside of Sahara. So yeah, so far what we've interpreted is that we have Ruchia Usatame. We have Ruchina Usatsafik. Now, if you learn like Abaya, then it's a suffix. He agrees to Ruchina. Both inside and outside is Tame, we suffix. If you, and Ruchia would argue, and he would say, no, it's Tame Vara. We don't know inside or outside because we're not interpreting Ruchia. But according to the Lashon that Abaya says, though it's a regular, don't take into account body moves. So then he holds like Ruchia, inside is Tame, and outside would be Tahar. And not like Ruchina, who would consider everything a suffix. Rav Huna, like Ligi. Rav Huna would say Rav Chia and Rav China don't argue. Kamen alulu with them, kamen alulu l'chut. Rav Huna said it's Varai Tamei on the inside and Safik Tamei on the outside. So he's saying Rav Chia is going on the inside and Rav China is going on the outside. And they're not arguing. It's not a machlokes. Rav Chia is saying if you find it on the inside, you're Tamei, Vadai. And Rav China is saying if you find it on the outside, you're Safik. And it wouldn't be an argument. That's exactly what Rav Huna said. Inside is Tamei, outside is Safek. Right? Nobody else said that. Right? Abaya said either both are Safek or both are Vadai. Right? Rav Huna said one is Vadai and one is Safek. So then Rav Huna and Rav Huna don't have to be arguing. One could be talking about the in and one could be talking about the out. Dr. Ashi, Rav Huna Damele Lebrei, that he told his son, Menalula Lefnev Vadai, Menalula Lechot Sveka, the lul in the inside is Vadai, and the lul outside is a suffix, like Pligi. Like Rav Chia, but like Rav China, Azad Inami, like Pligi. They're not arguing with him, and they're not arguing with each other. Kamen Avulu Lusnim, Rav Chia. He's talking on the inside, it's Vadai Tamei. Kamen Avulu Lusnim, Rav China. He's talking on the outside, and it's a suffix. So, the Amaroyim we talked about before were Abaya and Rav Huna. But we also had those two Amaroyim at the beginning of the Gemara that said suffix on both sides. Ella, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak Brei, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri min Halulu Lechot Svei Katar, min Halulu Lefnum Svei Katamei, both are Suffolk, one we consider Tahar and one we consider Tamei. Hani B'mai Metukma, what will we say it's talking about? What will they learn? Meaning the Mishnah, when it says Cheskasoi Tamei, what would be they say? What would they say that Mishnah is talking about? They have to say that it's talking about on the inside. So Lema pleading Rav Chia, they're arguing on Rav Chia. Now, why can't we say that they hold like Rav China? Why can't we say that they hold like Rav China? Because Rashi answers that right. And Rav Chia, I'm sorry, they would hold like Rav Chia, and Rav Chia would argue with them. Meaning, are we saying now, what the Gemara is not asking is a question. The Gemara is asking, can we walk away saying that they have to agree to Rav Chia, like Abaya does in the first way, or can they agree to Rav Chia? We're just trying to figure out. Again, according to those who Amaroyim, they considered it suffix on the inside, suffix on the outside. And they said suffix is outside, is Tahar, right? Are they saying that's a satin of Katina? Or can they also agree to Rav Chia? By Abaya, we didn't entertain a Havamina that they agree to Rav Chia. But in them, we want to know, are we stuck the same way we were in Abaya? Meaning that's basically the Gemara Shaila.
Well, why would they have to bring a korban? Even if it's Suffolk Tamei.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. You're right. It seems that they wouldn't bring a korban. It seems like they hold like a Katina. Right? Okay, so let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Ella the Rabbi Bashmul Rabbi Yitzchak min Alul Lechot Safik Tahar. Al Karkach, Hanik Masnif and Rabbi Yitzchak B'mai Motukmi min Alul Lefnem. They have to say that both of them are talking about in the inside. That min Alul Lechot Safik Lesvekelek. According to them on the outside, we're Matahir. The Tahar Kamina. Udra Ktina Kaima Kavasayu. And they would hold our Ktina. Ella Rabbi Chia Damitum of Adoyas. Meaning we want to know, is there any way they can agree to Rav Chia? That's what we want to know. Is there any way that we can agree to Rav Chia? And for the Gemara, Loikasha. Yes, they can agree to Rav Chia. Kanshinim to Bekarka Preister, Kanshinim to Begak Preister. Now we're introducing a new factor, that there's a difference in the inside, according to these Tuamaroyim, whether you find it vertically on the bottom of the vaginal canal or vertically on the top of the vaginal canal. And Rashi will explain why there's a difference and what is the difference. So let's learn this Rashi. Meshanina loy pligi, hazer b'chia dama v'adai, minalulu l'flim. That which Abkhiya said, she's definitely a nida, on v'adai nida, on the inside. Mekarka praister, dainu. Kederech yitziasai minacheder. When it comes out of uterus, it flows on the bottom of the vaginal canal. The Rami by Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ami Safit Tameh, Begag praised her. They're talking about on the vertically the top of the vaginal canal, Shakarav Lalia, which is close to the second, the upper cavity. They go by the regular flow. And they hold the bottom of the praiser is Vadai Tameh. They agree to Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya holds his Vadai Tamei. We agree to him. It's in the bottom of the vaginal canal. I will be Gagai, but on the top of the vaginal canal. The Minalulu of them, Al Korkok Yotzi Zemi Minikaluchai. This is not the norm. If it comes from the uterus, it doesn't get to the top of the vaginal canal unless some change in body moves happen. Right? It's not the norm. Dabobin Achader, hardly limited to the character price there. What comes from the cheder should have been on the bottom. Cheder namuch, the cheder is low. The sum of the price there and it's equal to the price there. Ibn Aliyah, and if it came from the second floor cavity, it would have been on the outside. So we have a situation that we don't understand where it came from. It makes no sense that it came from the uterus, and it makes no sense that it came from the upper cavity. They're both not the norm. And therefore, we have no idea what to go. Maybe it came from the Aliyah, because backwards she moved back. And the Cheder asked the Preisner, or maybe it came from the uterus, by Deshin is Dakra, and by moving back, it went to the roof of the vaginal canal. Right? But even the Rambi, Rav Yitzchak, the time of the Messiah, since they didn't explain themselves, we can say that this woman obviously didn't do the norm. See, those two Amoraim never explained themselves. They just said, inside Safik Tameh, outside Safik Tar, right? They didn't say any details. So therefore, we can say that they're talking in a case where you find it on the top. But Enochinam, if you find it on the bottom, they would never have said their halacha. Machenken Abaya explained himself. And he said clearly that it had nothing to do with top and bottom. He said it had to do with her moves forward and backward. So in Abaya, we didn't offer this shot. We didn't say Abaya can hold like Rav Chiya. We said Abaya holds like Rav Chiya. But they, because they didn't explain themselves, allows us with the ability to explain that they're talking in one specific case. When you find it on the top, not on the bottom. Well, Abul Abaya, the Lishna, the Basar Chshasha, Lekin Lishnu Yehoch, you can't answer. Well, Pulling Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya argues. The Kivan that Abaya told the time of Chshasha, Abaya said, we worry about body moves. And he says, whatever is the possibility to suffix, I feel the Bekar can praise the Ikilusuke, Mechaid or Balia. So body moves can make it a suffix even on the bottom of the vaginal canal. So to review what we have over here, Rav Chiya said, Vadai Tame. He didn't explain whether inside or outside. For sure, inside. The Ketina said, Sabik Tamen. Also didn't explain inside or outside, so we don't know. So Abaya will say, according to my pshat, that we worry about body moves, I can't agree to Rav Chiya, because it's never a Vadai. No matter where you find it, there's a possibility it came from either. Therefore, Abaya said, I hold Sabik, both front and back, like Rav Ketina. So I'm interpreting Rav Ketina to say Sabik, front and back, because it could come from anywhere. Because body moves back and forth, could have made it go either side, and it makes no difference. Top, bottom, it's all possible. It's always suffix, and we're always machmer. And that's how he's interpreting Rav Ketina, and he holds like Rav Ketina. And he cannot hold like Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya made a woman a vadai, Kut Abaya, she's never a vadai. If you want to learn things in norm, Dr. Abaya, then I don't take into account body moves. So then I say, back is tamay, front is to heart, and that's Rapia. He said, Tamei, he meant back, and front is to heart, and I don't hold like Rapina. It's not a suffix. It's either Vadei Tamei or Vadei to heart. That's Abaye's opinion. So in one way, he can mean like Rapina, and in the other way, he learns like Rapia. Rav Huna is the one that said back is Tamei, front is suffix, right? He only worried about bending forward. He didn't worry about bending backward. He didn't explain why. So according to him, he holds it's never machlokes here. Back is Vadei Tamei according to everybody. Front is Suffolk Tamei according to everybody. Rav Chiya and Rav Chisina don't argue. They are complimenting each other. One is talking about the back, and one is talking about the front.
Sorry,
Rami Bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak, hold a second, and Rav Yitzchak, they said suffix, suffix, and they didn't explain themselves whether it's because they worry or because they don't worry. They didn't say anything. So we assume that they're like Abaya, and therefore they hold like Kriptina. And for the Gemara, because they didn't explain themselves, that gives us a right to say that they're talking in a strange case. They're talking in the case you found it on the top, not on the bottom. And therefore, it's not in the regular place. If it's not in the regular place, they say it's a suffix either way. Meaning, had you found it on the karka, they would agree to repair. But since you found it on the roof, that's what creates the suffix, and it's only suffix tamei. And in the front, it's suffix tar, because chances are it came from the second floor. So, according to the Gemara, saying, in Rabbi Bashmu and Rabbi Yitzchak, we can play around. Because they didn't explain themselves, they leave themselves open to an interpretation that we couldn't give an Abaya. So Abaya explained himself because he's worried about body moves. They didn't explain themselves. So we can say they were talking about a specific case when it was found at the top of the price there, and therefore it's only a suffix. But at the bottom, could be they agreed on Rav Chiya. That's the Gemara in review. Yes, Baruch Meis, you had a question?
And I was just reiterating that. They're only speaking one specific case. Okay.
A tap.
Yeah.
So in review, you have Abaya, two Pshatim and Abaya, Rav Huna, and Rami Bar Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak. In Rav Chiya and Rav Chisina, who were earlier, I would say, quasi-Tanoim. I don't know who Rav Chisina is. I've mentioned yesterday, he's not frequent in Shas. But Rav Chiya is like a quasi-Tana. The Gemara says in him, Tanahu Palag. So he's a Tana and he can argue. Something to my right. New sugya. Not, yeah, pretty much this. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Rabbi Yechanan agrees to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan agrees to Rabbi Yechanan that if you find it on the inside, it's Vadei Tamei. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. We slice him claimants, three places, Hoku Bechacham and Machar Arayv, Ve'asim Kavadai. Three places, we have a suffix, in Rabbanim Paskim, that it's Vadei, and treat it like a Vadei Tamei. Now, the Gemara is going to point out later there are many more than three cases. But at this point, the Gemara is assuming there's only three cases where we have a suffix. And majority tells us one way, and we're willing to use the majority to burn truma. Meaning, you would think the majority, it's not Vadai, it's not 100%, burning truma. The answer is, in three places, we're willing to burn truma based on a majority. Other places, we won't burn truma based on a majority. And Gemara is going to go through that there are other cases also. But at this point, we're saying there are three cases that Rabbanon are willing to burn truma based on a majority. Rashi. Basim kavadai, shim dazlina basa ruba. But you should go by majority. First one is makar. This is this one. Did it come from the uterus? Makar is the source. That's called the uterus. Or did it come from the upper cavity? And he holds like Rav Chiya. And therefore, that's the case. And that's the first case. The second case is shoya, which is a fetal sac.
The change is, up until right this moment, we said you can't burn chuma if it's a suffix. Now we're saying you can?
No, we're saying no. He's saying it's in, one second. Rav Chiya, who said it's a vadai. What does he mean we treat it like a vadai? There's no other chance? The answer is the fact that the majority makes it like it's a vadai. Not 100%, but we're treating it like 100%. Shoya. I don't know how we translate it. I always translate a fetal sac.
After birth.
And the third case is chaticha, a piece. Those are the three cases, and we're going to go through each one. Makar hazamara, the case we just had. He holds that Rebchia, we're willing to burn truma. Rashi hadamina, the masnitsa and shechaskasa, the boilam and a makar, that we assume it came from the uterus. Because it's only Rebchia that we burn truma. Rebchia said we're willing to burn truma. Al makivan derive damim hasn shchichi. That's where the blood usually comes from. Machzikina leiman amkar. We assume it comes from the uterus. That's case number one, that we're willing to burn truma based on a majority.
Is burning truma and case bringing a korban the same? Is that the same?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
All right.
At this point, yes. The next case is shoya, meaning like this. A woman miscarried a fetal sac, but there's no fetus in it. What do we do? Now, usually, overwhelming majority of time, a fetal sac had a fetus, and it might have disintegrated, but it's there. And therefore, it's a baby, it's a fetus, and it's a dead fetus, and the room where it's in would become tame. Wherever she gave birth, there's a dead fetus of matama boil. Matama, like a mace. So you have shoya b'bayis, abayis tame. Loisha shoya v'lad. It's not that the fetal sac is itself a baby. Elsha ain't shoya b'loy v'lad. Overwhelming majority of times, a fetal sac has a fetus. And therefore, we assume there's a fetus in there, and we make the house tame. So that's going bus arrive, and we're willing to burn truma. Reb Shimon Aimer, Nimek Vavlat Achleyatza. Reb Shimon said, no. Granted, there might have been a fetus in there, but it disintegrated and there was more non-fetus material in there, majority, and it's mevatel the fetus, so it doesn't exist anymore. So Reb Shimon is saying that you don't burn truma and the house is not tameh, because since you don't see a fetus, assume that the fetus disintegrated and was batel in non-fetus material. And therefore, it's not tame anymore. It's not matame. Rashi, abayis tame. The av im aim blood, even if we can't find the baby. But li nira abayis tame, mishabayo lame. I'm sorry, av im aim blood nira. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Abayis tame, mishabayo lame. Sheen show your blood blood. The start from the last akruma, we would burn truma. Alma, even the ripe show your aim blood blood. Since most show your don't go without a baby. Mamzikina love it badois. Reb Shimon says, Nimu Kavlat, Benasa Dam, became blood. Benis Arev Bedam Haleda, and it got mixed into other blood. Ubatu Barayv. Welcome to Farish time of a Kamon, Beperik HaMapelis, the third Perik of Nid is called miscarriage, woman that miscarriage. The Gemara is going to explain Reb Shimon because of Bitu Barayv in the rest of the blood. But that's case number two. But we're willing to burn Truma based on a majority that shoyas have babies in them. The third case is chaticha. Now, to understand this, there's a halacha that's going to come up in the third parak, and that is that a baby that breaks into pieces, each piece is considered a leida. When a woman discharges it, that's called a birth. The rest of the baby might have happened to it. But the very fact that a hand came out or a foot came out, that means she gave birth. Now, there is a thing called a guf atum. Guf atum means that the baby was never viable. And if the baby was never viable, meaning it never developed its limbs, it's not matana beleda. It never reached the point. Obviously, the baby didn't end up being viable. It disintegrated and only a piece is left. But it was once viable. I mean, I'll let you translate it according to art school in a second. There's a line in a half later, it says, guf atum. How does he translate the word guf atum? The line and a half from where we are, there's the word guf atum.
The undeveloped body.
Undeveloped, right. So he says, the case is, na, na mapelis yat chatucha, regular chatucha. Woman miscarries a hand, cut, meaning not the rest of the body or her foot. We say, Ima Tameya Leda. We consider it definitely Tamei Leda. We're going to burn Truma. The Ein Chayzishen, Shemim Miguf Atam B'Kavos. We don't take into account a minority of cases that the baby was never developed. Rashi. Yad Chatucha, Mchuteches B'Tzurasa B'Chituch Etzbaas. Rashi says Chatucha means it has fingers, meaning it looks like a hand. Imay Tameya Leda. Now, how many days of Tumma does she have? Here's a woman that miscarried. We don't know whether she had a boy or a girl. If she had a boy, she's coming for 7 days, and then tar for 33. If she had a girl, she's coming for 14, and tar for 66. So we say, Teshev Chaymer Zachar Limei Tayar, V'Chaymer Nekei Berlinyin Tumma. So we say it's as follows. She's coming for 14 days, but then she only has 26 days of Tara, because it might have been a boy, because she should have been Tara after 7 days and had 33 days. But it might have been a girl, so she's coming for 14. We can't give her 66 days of Tara because it might have been a boy. We can't give her 7 days of Tumma because it might be a girl. So we give her 14 days of Tumma and 26 days of Tara. That's what we do. The Inyan Tumma. We consider her a definite birth. Why? We say go by majority. And most women give birth to a baby. And it disintegrated afterwards. We don't say, we don't give her a meitayar. How can you be make on her? It might have been an undeveloped baby. The domi megufatim huba. The kaimelon, gamapelas, the ain of vlad. It's not a vlad. Vainu kavadai. That means we're treating her like a vadai. With yavinale a meitayar. We're willing to give her 26 days that she can see blood and be tar. If we weren't sure that it was a baby, how can we do that? We go by raiv. However, raiv nashim. Lav guf atam yoldim. Most women don't have an undeveloped baby, and therefore we're willing to be meiklo even for that. So here we have three cases where we're willing to burn truma, treat it as a vadai, even though it's only a majority, we're willing to treat it like a vadai. That's what we're saying. So now the Gemara is going to get involved that there are many more cases. So how can Rabbi Yechon only say three cases? We have other cases where we treat it like a vadai. Back to Gemara. Vesuleka, are there no more cases? Veikatesha chanuyas. There's the case of the 9 stores. This is a famous case in Shas. 9 stores are selling kosher. 1 store sells treif. Guy walks into a store and bought a piece of meat. He doesn't remember which store he bought it from. So we say, I'm sorry?
Why would he go into the treif store?
I don't know. You have to talk to his therapist. I don't know. He obviously has a suffix. He doesn't remember. If he remembered, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, I don't think that they had signs plastered, Buster Kusher, Takas Hashvachas. You know what I mean? It was just a store that sold meat. It could have been a push cart in the street, for all I know. I'm just going to introduce this because I won't be able to go the whole way. Let's say the following. The halacha called Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza. This is halacha L'maisha Mishinai, or Xeris HaKasav. So whenever you have a suffix that started in its place that's established, we treat it like 50-50. A guy walked into a store and doesn't remember which store. The store is where the meat is kavua. That's where it's supposed to be. And the suffix is, which store did I go to? That's where I hit the suffix. I met the suffix in the store. That's my suffix. So the halacha is that we treat it 50-50. If I find a piece of meat in the street, so I didn't meet the suffix in its kavias, I found it away from its kavias, I go by Rav. That's the halacha. So here we have a case that if I go into the store and I don't know which store I walked into, it's 50-50, and it's usher. If I find it on the street, I say, majority says it's kosher, I can eat it. What do you mean? I'm going by Raiv, and I'm being mekel. That means I go by Raiv as a Vadai. So why is Rabbi Yechon only telling me three cases that Raiv is like Vadai? I have a fourth case that Raiv is like Vadai.
What's the case
sorry?
The inside case? What do you mean? What's the,
if, brought it home. You don't remember which store you went to, but it started in the store.
His suffix started in the store. Where did I go in and get the meat? I met the meat in its place of Krius, where it's supposed to be, in its store. I don't remember which store, but it was in the store. That's called Kavua. Nimsa would be, in that case, Zeris HaKosim says, all Kavua is treated like 50-50. Zeris HaKosim. But we will stop here, and we'll continue Mishnah tomorrow. I hope to be live. I'm sorry I'm stopping a little early, but I have to get to the airport. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Travels, Rebbe.